appendix.
Okay. And someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up. You say he had to
vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Threw up.
Which sounds better?
Vomit.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Threw up. I don't know.
And if someone vomited, he'd be sick?
At the stomach. Stomach.
You said the whole thing.
Sick at the stomach.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some news.
Turn that off a minute.
If your neighbor'd got some news and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you. And said she came right over.
With the latest gossip.
Or she quietly come over, she came over.
To tell me about what had happened.
Okay. Would you ever say she came over far to tell me? Have you ever heard that?
No.
And if the boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her, he said he was
going steady.
What did people used to say? Is going steady what you've heard all your life? What if it's more serious than that?
What do you mean more serious than that?
Is going steady, are they going to be engaged?
Well, that particular term I have never liked, and I still don't like going steady. It is something I've heard all the time, but I just prefer going with. That's his girlfriend or her boyfriend, and forget it at that.
Mm-hmm. Any slang names for boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, what would a guy call his best girlfriend?
His girl. His woman.
What would she say about him?
A man.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
kissing.
Any old-fashioned names for kissing?
Nicking. Nicking.
How does that sound?
Never have liked that either. Commissioner Bass.
The girl stops letting the boy come over to see her. He'd say that she
stops seeing him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Any joking ways between them?
She didn't want him.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it off.
And if she didn't break it off, he said they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
And when they're engaged, he gives her a
ring.
What do you call, what names are there for rings, like especially with very large stones? Do you ever hear any?
Rock.
Okay.
For a diamond, a large rock, a large stone.
What about ice? Do you ever hear any?
No.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And what are the women that are with the bride?
The maid and our matron honor and maids, bridesmaids.
And do you remember hearing about a long time ago people would get married, other people would come around their house at night and beat on pans or fire off rifles, make a lot of noise?
Say that again, please.
Did you ever hear of anything like that happening?
No, I really haven't. I've seen it on TV.
What have you heard it called?
I don't remember a name for it.
And?
But do you have a name for it?
Well, there's a lot. Do you ever hear chivalry or serenade?
Oh, right. Some serenade, right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the serenade is?
Doing that?
And what? If someone just says serenade, what would you picture?
I think of someone singing a song or playing some type of musical instrument while I'm eating.
And